Joining us now is Maryland Delegate Nick Kipke. He is the House Republican leader for the Maryland General Assembly, also the minority leader in the Maryland House of Delegates. Nick Kipke, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for having me.
So, Delegate Kipke, this is an election year here in Maryland. I would assume that because it is an election year, you probably want to steer clear of really contentious issues. How do you do that and get anything done?
Well, yesterday, the Democrats in the General Assembly had their political campaign rally outside of the complex, and it was all about doing whatever they could to, knock down Governor Hogan's high popularity. In contrast, the Republicans had a similar get-together in the complex, and we talked about what Marylanders are facing, what problems we want to solve, and working together. And I think that's the theme that you're going to see throughout this session, unfortunately. The governor and the Republican caucuses, we're going to be working on issues that people care about. But unfortunately, what we've seen lately, last session, and they're telling us that we should expect it again, is a lot of campaign rhetoric from many on the Democratic side.
Yeah, Larry Hogan, when assessed, is the second most popular governor in the country, only behind the governor of Massachusetts. And important to the Republican agenda is obviously keeping a Republican in the governorship. What are going to be some of the things you're going to do this year to sort of highlight Hogan's record as you move along in order to ensure that he's still there come next year?
Well, I'll tell you, last session, when it ended, I was driving home and I thought, boy, that was the worst session I've experienced. The Democrats had all these resolutions that wanted to talk about, D.C., Donald Trump, this and that. And the governor had a robust legislative agenda that dealt with issues like crime, the environment, the opioid epidemic, and a lot of his bills passed, and the Democrats supported them. And I thought to myself, they came here prepared for politics, and the governor came here with, solutions to problems. And I think that's what we're going to see. He's got bills this year. They're going to deal with the tax issue that Marylanders face. He's got a really robust crime package. Basically, we have an epidemic, a scourge of crime in Baltimore City and beyond. And, he's got bills to go after gangs, go after dangerous, criminals. And, and people that, these are things people are thinking about. How can you ignore, the record murders in Baltimore City and in the region?
I want to ask you about Baltimore in just a moment. I want to stay for a moment on the tax issue, which is important because Maryland residents in part are going to face some of these new barriers to state and local tax deductions that have been imposed by the new Trump tax bill that's passed. Because Maryland's a high tax state, they're going to be subject to some of the damage from this. How is the legislature going to grapple with that? Are there solutions in store, and does it include cutting spending?
Yeah, so the governor is working very closely with the comptroller of the state to develop a plan that would at least hold Marylanders harmless as it relates to tax reform. So Marylanders, we believe, will save a very large amount on their federal taxes, and they'll pay more on their state taxes. The bottom line is it's still a net savings to Marylanders, but we want to make sure that Marylanders are treated as fairly as people in every other state when it comes to this tax cut. So the governor has legislation that, we're working through it to make sure we get it right. But basically that, it will, whether people will be able to have deductions on their state taxes is one of the most prominent ideas that seems to be coming out. But, we're going to get it right. I'd also like to see that I think this is an opportunity for tax cuts. At a minimum, we should hold Marylanders harmless and ensure that they get the best bang for this tax cut. But I think on state taxes, we should also look at cutting taxes, especially for retirees. We stick out like a sore thumb, one of the highest tax states in the country, and retirees flee Maryland in droves.
Yep.
Sir, let's quickly talk about Baltimore and their crime wave there. That's got to be something that Democrats and Republicans come together on. I would assume that would be a very high priority for you.
I hope so, but I'm not optimistic. There have been proposals for years to fix some of the problems in Baltimore City as it relates to crime. And some of the comments I've heard from some Democrats don't seem very favorable to some of the very obvious ideas. For example, if somebody is dangerous and we're afraid of them and they've hurt people and they've committed violent crimes, they need to be in jail. I mean, we cannot just allow these people back out on our streets to basically run the streets.
Right.
And the governor has legislation that says if if you've been convicted previously of an illegal gun crime and you do the same thing again and you commit another illegal gun crime, you need to go to jail for a long time. You know, I mean, if people are pulling out guns that they illegally possess to commit a crime and to hurt people, we fear them, and we need to protect our citizens, and the governor's leading to ensure that we do that. Yeah. He's also got a bill that will strengthen the prosecutor's ability to go after gang organizations, and, you know, it's another good step to address that problem.
Well, best of luck as you deal with that. Baltimore, of course, having record murders last year, might help if you didn't have a mayor that said that people need space to destroy her city.
Exactly right. And, you know, it's obvious to the average citizen that if you don't effectively police, if you don't effectively prosecute dangerous criminals,
right,
you're just going to, your good citizens are going to be terrorized by violent, dangerous people. We need to do a better job, and the governor's leading to do that.
Thank you, Delegate Nick Kipke. Really appreciate it. Good luck as the session gets started today.
Thank you.